The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Get together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for a month or two. Then see what it do. Get together, bring it back to me. Like the Players Club for a month or two. Put his hands on it, then see what it do.
Get it right. Get it right. Get it tight.
You're good at twerking.
Get it right. Get it tight.
You know, not a, and thank you for noticing.
You got some,
after
got some moves.
You need me.
Take it, fat boy.
He's good at twerking, too.
I let him sell himself.
Sell himself. I'm a country boy.
Fill me up with joy.
Live it up, daddy.
How low can you go?
God, remember seeing him? Like, if he can do it, I could do something. Not that, but something.
Well, and then he moved on to country music as well.
That's like Paul Wall. Nobody knew what happened to Paul Wall, but he lost a lot of weight.
Well, back to Paige's compliment for me, though. Like, you know, it's usually about when I see a heavy set person able to dance, I have such respect for that person more than I do someone who's skinny, because it's hard. Because a lot of dancing is based on your feet. I mean, with white people, it's based on the hands. Like, you know, the white person dance. Raising the roof, doing that thing that Snoop Dogg...
Shooting the dice or whatever.
It's like you're doing the early morning stretch. Like, and then you're just swaying back to side, side to side. I'm doing the stretch dance. But...
I don't know, I got to cut out Yin Yang, but whatever.
After losing... Well, you had to get the edited version.
I want to hear ass get to jiggling, mother effing wiggling.
I want to... See, if a man says, I want to go out dancing, that sounds gay as hell. But
I wonder what kind of dancing.
And I can now dance good. Not good, but like.
That's also another sign.
Yeah, but that's a good point.
I can crip walk now.
Yeah.
That little thing.
Oh, hang on now.
I used to want to do that so much.
You sweep the floor before you do it too? You do the whole sweeping the shoes?
No, only if I'm in a battle. I'm sweeping them off the stage.
But see, that's a difference.
I use a push broom.
With. You know, the older generation is, we used to go to raves all night long.
See,
and why the hell? That, I mean, people don't understand that I would go there and not do drugs.
Well, Paige,
and
you
I
were at an orgy,
dancing.
Is what that was.
No, but I wasn't doing ecstasy. I never did it.
You were at an orgy?
Uh-uh.
Because it wasn't Porgy and Bess.
No.
It was Porgy.
No.
So you went to an orgy.
No.
Your mom's watching your crib walk. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Matthew?
Get off the floor.
Did your ankles go to sleep in there on the toilet? Why are you walking like that, Matthew? But like, when I wanted to do it, I couldn't do it. So I hope I don't have a midlife crisis. If so, I'm going to live to be 100. So that's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, you got a newfound
sense of
health.
Well, plus you got grandkids, so you want to show them what you can do. Look what Grandpa can do. Stop crip rocking. You're embarrassing me.
I only pray they have good dancing in their future. I mean, everything's like TikTok dancing, which is like cheerleading dancing. It's YMCA.
It's so like, short. It's like a couple moves and that's it.
And they all just kind of blend together. There's no Watusi. There's no Dougie.
No.
I'm trying to hit every generation. There's no hustle.
It's all the same thing. Linda and Heather, best friends. You hold hands. Well, that's the dance. It's a bunch of side-to-side crap, too. Like, okay. That's all.
And it's cheerleading, like, moves. Like,
TikTok dancers, 5 seconds. That's
like, it's
got.
Like the I'm on like a
dumbass
20-year
kids.
Delay with my prayers. I used to pray before going to characters at local nightclub.
You don't like mom dancing on TikTok?
No, no, I don't. I mean, I really don't. I especially don't like when nurses do it on the job. Remember all that crap?
Oh,
I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't care. But
that was COVID.
I know, but people were raising up. Or like, at least they went to damn work during COVID. Would you?
Yeah, but they need to take a break.
We did.
And do a
I
dance.
Know. I'm being facetious, but
so I tell those
it's
people.
Like, I used to like, man, I wish I could dance. I wish I had the stamina to dance, but I didn't then. But now, you know,
if I took
years
a pole
later,
class, would you take one with me?
No.
Why not?
Because a man that goes to one of those is either a creeper or a
please
gay man.
Yep. Yeah. I was going to say puffer,
no
but go for it.
Puffer.
You're
that's
no
the, that's what Paige wants gay dudes to hang out with. She don't want to do stuff we want to do.
You know what? I get it, though, because it's when there's usually a man, and I'm speaking to all women now, not just Paige. Listen up, fat boy. If you like, if a guy's just being friends with you, like, and it's a heterosexual guy, like, in the back of your mind, it always has to be there. Is he really my friend, or does he just want to eventually bang?
I don't know. I have friends that...
And I think on the gay route, you're like, okay, this is a safe space. Plus, we can talk about pocketbooks and stuff.
I don't think that anybody really wants to have sex with me. So it's like...
Oh, God. I want to just...
They don't turn into a woman
for 30 seconds so I can whoop your ass and then turn back into a man and everything's fine.
This is what she wants. She wants you to say that.
She begs for compliments, but then pushes them away when you give them to her.
Flat chested person.
You ugly. Your voice sucks.
Yes. You gremlin.
You have no color in your wardrobe at all.
Well,
animal
that's
print
true.
Everywhere.
Your silver Corvette looks stupid in the parking lot.
Yeah, it does. I keyed it this morning, and Fat Boy stabbed it with a knife.
I humped it for a picture.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I opened your door with my ass. Tried to, at least.
I fart on your microphone every time you go take a dump.
I believe that. Every single time. That's why I keep getting herpes simplex. Whatever.
Yeah, she's got pink nose because of me.
Oh, my
God. Because
of me.
I stole your laptop.
Yeah, it was him.
I have conjunctivitis because of you.
He put the Humpteen video on there.
I put it in the ceiling tiles. You might want to watch your head. It's going to fall through.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, that's got to be a lady texting in. Why do y'all bully Paige? Do you feel bullied?
Are you serious? Actually, you make me laugh.
Okay,
I need that. It's like a comedy relief.
It's not a bully thing. It's just like poking and prodding maybe for fun.
She loves getting bullied.
I have friends.
Women do.
They give me hell because, you know, I'm a little eccentric. Let's just face it.
Tell me. Like I hear eccentric, I think of Liberace or Salvador Dali. How are you eccentric?
Because I haven't unpacked all the stuff, like, you know, Chris's stuff and my mom's. Everything's still in boxes in my place.
Sure,
I haven't moved in. You know, it's kind of like, it's time to live my life, is what they say.
You do raise that one eyebrow a lot when you talk.
Do I?
No. Come on.
She's taking her life back. It's Paige time.
I need to take my life back.
Who calls that eccentric? That's called, like, going through loss and dealing with it. And
but I haven't. I've just kind of put it in it. You know, I explained this to somebody. If you break up with someone and you're angry about that, I don't want to hear your anger because I don't have that in my situation. Like, I could be angry about why somebody left me or the things, but I have to move on.
Do you ever find, this is weird, do you ever find yourself, like, getting mad at God? Like, do you ever say, why did this happen?
I've questioned God.
I want to just interrupt real quick. Paige's husband passed away.
God bless.
He passed away, suddenly. So I just want to plop that in there for those who wonder what we're talking about.
It wasn't just that. It was my father-in-law, my mother-in-law,
husband. You said you didn't like her.
My mom.
I'm kidding.
My dog. I mean, with two dogs, it's just like boom, 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 everything happened, and it really tried my faith. Like, God, what did I do in a past life to have to deal with this?
Probably a harlot.
You played a whore in a movie.
You played a whore
life.
In every movie.
That lady that we, the psychic, said that I did, I was something in panties. Like I did a can-can, which is kind of like being a prostitute because you didn't wear panties. Remember that lady that said that? And I did dance a can-can.
You didn't wear any?
But I wore panties.
You did, so you're not showing your can-can.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I ain't got no panties on.
Got no panties on. Call it Bob. Bubba's Bob.
But
you know what?
But my point is, I'm not angry with what happened in my past. I'm trying to live life every single day and have a reason to be happy.
You're working too much, though.
Yeah, but I enjoy that. I don't. What else am I going to do?
Like other fun stuff besides work.
I've psychoanalyzed it for you. You just don't want to be at home. I get it.
No, I don't want to be at home.
I see.
There's nothing at home to do.
That's it. You're running from comfort. You're running from the comfort of your own home.
But you don't need all these jobs.
Because, like, you don't. This is leading us in a conversation we've wanted to have for a while. You keep yourself busy so you don't stay at home and miss your husband.
Well, it's...
And I hate that for you.
I don't miss him.
Like, wow!
I've gotten to the point where I don't
I mean, it's
I mean, of course I love him, I miss him, and I always feel that way, but I can't have the pain. I have to...
Yeah, of course, I have to live...
I'm living right in the now. But it's okay to hurt
every once in a while, though.
Oh, God, things... There's just triggers that I think that, you know, not what Fat Boy makes me laugh. I love what he does. It just kind of...
Yeah, bring some levity to
the... Hulk Hogan's here with his hand to his ear.
But there...
There
are things that just make me just... It just breaks my heart of what it could have been. You know what I mean? And what my life could be, where I see an old couple walking down the road or in their neighborhood and he's holding her hand and I think, wow, I'll never have that.
You know what? Damn you for saying that. I saw this same video several years and it shows this old couple sitting out on the beach and they're playing like rock, paper, scissors or something.
Rochambeau.
It looks like so silly, but like it's kind of like painting that picture. Like they've been doing this all their life. And I'm like, I know what you mean with that. Cause it's like the stop and start of that. Hell yeah.
Where he's holding her hand and I think, man, I'll never have that. But then I stop myself and go, well, why are you cutting yourself short? You may meet the love of your life. You know, you don't know.
You do have to try again, but you know, you may meet a simp. A lot of those running around out there. Your husband was not a simp.
No. I think he was a challenge, and that's why I liked him.
I didn't think he was.
Yeah, he was. He had his own life.
You don't mean like slow.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean
he had a challenge, not challenge. Jesus Christ. Well, that's what they used to call it in the 80s in school.
Yeah.
Good, the challenge program.
I mean, I respected him, and you know, I was proud of what he did.
Yeah. He was a dude. He was a man.
He was a man's man.
He'd sneak away and go hang out with friends.
Let me ask you a question.
We'd love to get off color joke.
Because you really, Paige, I'm glad we said that because I've thought that for a while. I was like, don't run your mouth too much here, but like, I'm like, she don't need all these jobs. She don't need the money. I kind of got a good idea what she gets paid. And it was like, you know what? It hit me one day. I was like, poor girl does not want to stay home by herself. I get it.
You don't know how many seconds we spend in here
talking about you. Like, honestly, God, because we care. We do. We really care. But you also don't want to set somebody down. We had this conversation. We don't want to make it like it's an intervention where we're like, hey, Paige, slow down.
Yeah.
You're doing too much. All right, we're going to break. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I like that little jiffy where it, like somebody puts up like a music video or something, and it's that little jiffy of Jay-Z wearing the Kangol hat with them big rim glasses doing his head back and forth like he's... Yeah. Bouncing on that song.
This ain't the best Jigga album, but my favorite.
This is the one that brought me in. By the way, he was exonerated, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, this one you had bangers like Money Ain't a Thing, Hard Knock Life.
Oh.
This one. Running short of Thailand,
if I was
Eight Donkey Honky by the name of Tommy, would you come around me or would you clown me? If I could flow futuristic,
would you
put your two lips on my and kiss it?
Could you?
White guy.
Take it, Paige.
You're on your own on that.
Do you Paige need a ball?
Paige is in here singing Saweetie when we're off the air. She is.
I know, she does.
Can I get a whoo whoo?
She does both parts of Best Friend. Because girls like putting that in the background of their videos. The Best Friend song.
Monica and Brandy?
No, Saweetie and
Saweetie.
Doja Cat.
Oh.
You know that song, in My Meth Friend.
Yeah.
She a real bad bitch. She don't need no blank.
I'm just making sure this is fully edited.
We'll find out when it gets to Amil's part.
Okay, homies, we're good.
Remember Amil?
Yeah, oh yeah. That one actually got... I shouldn't say it now. That actually got played on the radio, but we dumped out on it, but it got played before we realized it. Because that goes back to edit jobs. Who edited it?
Before I put this blankie on your mustache.
Talking about
that's a good idea.
I do like the equality in music now where women are talking about men's body parts as much as we used to talk about theirs.
Likes.
Yeah,
a lot of parada,
alizé and vodka.
I thought the cadence is so nice. Woo-da-woo.
Yeah,
woo-da-woo.
How does it work with rappers? They're just like, you know, you could be featured on the song but you write your own stuff, right? Like
they give you so many bars.
Okay, but you got to write your... Because Ja Rule's part in this song does not make any sense at all.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Seems like it was just a paid-off bet.
What if you get a session and they don't like what you're doing?
I don't know.
I see that's got to happen too.
You'd only make it to the mixtape.
They probably should have left Ja Rule's part out of the song. It makes no sense at all.
It really doesn't.
See, we don't like this collab. We're going to try someone else.
By the way,
we're going to leave you off the album.
Paige, I meant to ask you this earlier.
Sure.
Remember the guy that called in from Tennessee, and speaking of getting dumped out on, he ended up cussing out his mom because she wanted her phone back?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I
wonder how kind of awkward that was?
Because he didn't have a job and he needed his own phone.
I think that was the same guy. Yeah. He's on hold. You want to give him another go?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see if he got it. Hey, Chris.
Good morning. How you doing? Good. Morning, Paige. How you doing?
Great. I hope things are
you doing okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Are you on your own phone now?
I sure do.
Okay,
cool. Good for you, Chris.
Good.
We like music, and you like Dr. Charles Stanley Page?
Rest in peace.
He's dead. Evangelist.
Bless him.
She's more like of a Jesus? George Beverly Shea kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
My bitches.
Is everything okay?
MLK?
Is everything okay, Paige?
Oh, I see.
Everything's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be all right.
I think so too.
I think so.
You got big plans this weekend, Chris?
I'm ready for the weekend. I'm trying to ready for the whole weekend. You know, I know you do.
Boy, what are you going to
do? You like rock and roll? Well, you know, like I like classic rock and modern rock, and I like listening to music all the time. I live in Illinois City, Tennessee.
Well, yeah, I know. Remember, Chris will ask you a question and then answer it for you, and then answer it.
Lives with his mom, like you said.
Right. Yeah. So it's almost like interviewing Jesse James Dupri in a sense. It's kind of fun. You and your mom's on.
Well, apparently. Here, take it away.
Uh-oh. Oh, she's there.
Well, don't you want to take it away?
No.
Yeah, let's talk to mom.
Can we talk to mom?
Mom, Paige wants you.
I said,
he doesn't acknowledge us at all.
Well, take it.
Let Paige talk.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Paige.
That's all right. We like her too.
Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. Just call me Chris McCann. I know you. Everything's going great.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you...
Live in line. Go ahead.
So tell us about yourself, Chris. Where are you working now? What are you doing? Because I know the last time it was kind of like a terse conversation with your mom. You got your own phone.
Yeah, my mom's here. Everything's going great.
Nice.
And everything's going fine. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Paige.
Why would that disappoint me?
Here.
I'm glad everything's going well with you.
Everything's going great, ma'am. You ready for the weekend?
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. You like music and you like rock and roll?
Slow dancing.
You know, I love rock and roll.
She likes slow dancing.
That's what I mm-hmm. do. I don't watch that much TV.
She likes something that rhymes with rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Where's this going?
Mom had the copa.
Well, classic rock is my favorite rocking thing to do.
Okay.
She loves listening to rock music.
What's your favorite? Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite artist? What do you like?
Well, I like, The Doors and Cheap Trick and The Animals.
All right. That's good.
You like back doors? Paige likes the back door. You know what I'm saying?
I like The Beatles.
The what?
The Beatles.
Oh, I thought it was a cover band. I didn't know it would be the Beatles.
I know. I like the Cars all the time, sir.
The Cars are good.
Do you like doing the butt? Do you like doing the butt? Not the act, but the song?
Good song.
Do you know that
one? I like the Eagles. I know. I got the Eagles so far. Well, yeah. I like to listen to classic rock all the time, folks.
Like what?
I thought he said he liked to look at the crotch of the rock all the time.
No. I thought he said licking.
Oh, no. Oh,
do you like French fried potatoes by chance?
Well, I like French fries all the time. Now, I like the Eagles. Well, what do you think? I know you do.
Do you like potatoes?
I think you do like the Eagles. I really do.
I do. I like the Eagles.
The Eagles, man. I listen to classic rock.
Elliot, do you like Jalen Hurts?
No, sir. I like the Kinks.
I like the Kinks.
Hey, what's the best?
It's pronounced Knicks.
What's the best Eagles song?
Well,
Seven Bridges.
Yes.
Heartache Tonight.
Well, that's a good one.
Call it Heartache Tonight. And it's called, I like Hotel California.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you like early and late Eagles.
I know. It sure does.
Yeah.
I listen to classic rock. I listen to Rock 105 in Cleveland and
Rock 103.
Well, I like it. Listen to East Ridge.
I heard that. Let me ask you one last question. And I'm just speaking sexually here.
We only got time for one more.
Two more questions. I'll ask one of the Fat Boys. Pat Benatar or Joan Jett? Which one? And I'm talking sexually, not for a concert.
Yeah.
I like Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Pat Benatar.
Give me
your best shot.
You all right?
I know.
He's going to pick them both.
Fat Boy, your final question.
Nah, that was it.
All right, we had the same question. All right, Chris, tell your mom we said goodbye. I want to hear her say goodbye. Let her know she's okay.
We're running out of time. Here, take it.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom. We just want to say hey. Make sure everything's good.
How are you all doing today?
We're great.
We're great.
Good.
Can I ask a favor of you? Will you please say hey, baby, to me?
No.
She won't do it. All right. Thank you. Have a good morning, Mom.
Thanks.
She's afraid my mom's ghost will haunt her or something.
She's pretty smart.
Taking her catchphrase.
She thought you were setting her up, you know, for like lawsuit.
Oh, but yeah, she's not aware of the show. She'd be like, oh, he's trying to talk sex with me now. After Paige tried to do it with my son.
I didn't.
I know you like it, Paige. I like classic rock.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mama.
Heartache Tonight, I know.
You know, if you'd like to watch horror films and murder stuff, we'd be a couple, maybe.
Well, I'm just going to read this text as it is, and then I'm going to ask you what's going on in the Plex. This text right here says, why does that guy's calls make me laugh so hard but also scared as hell, too? I don't know. What was that?
That's Mom.
Appreciate you all talking to him.
Oh yeah, we didn't even know you were still in the air, Mom. Or on the line.
Yeah. He really enjoys calling you every Friday morning.
Well, good. And you tell him to keep talking to you nicely, not like you did that one time.
Just say hey baby just one more time.
Yeah. No, that's weird. All right, thanks. Thanks, Chris's mom. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Moms.
Bye, Mom. Y'all
have a good day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
You have a better weekend. Thank you.
Well, maybe drive up that mountain and let you make a man out of me.
So she was literally like, she's hearing what I'm saying now.
She's but my
like,
future
she was still
that's
talking
great.
While yeah. we had her off. Oh, wow.
I love doing that, piping back in.
Yeah.
These people can't figure it out.
Yeah. All right, Paige.
Yes.
I mean, that's hard to top right there.
It's hard to top
that.
Really that was incredible.
And also has to suck that we both were shut down. You were trying to talk sexy to him.
Yeah.
I was trying. I have no sex.
Well, I can see with the mom in the room, it's probably hard to, get into it.
Plus, he just said he liked looking at the
shorts he was wearing or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think that's why he kept talking about classic rock so he wouldn't get, erected.
Oh.
Talking to Paige.
Well, yeah. I know because you said she likes something that rhymes with rock. And then he said, I like to look at the rock's crotch or whatever he said.
It went off from there.
Me too.
You're supposed to smell what he's cooking, not look at what he's packing.
Yeah.
Paige,
well,
what are you working on in the Plex? We got a big old FOF line coming up.
Big ol'. That's where you had me. The big ol'.
Big ol'.
We're going to talk
about it. Not under a big American flag. It's
big ol' FOF line. Big ol' American flag.
Well, we're going to talk about which show is canceled. You might be surprised about that. And what happens when a guy rents a fishing boat and where did he go? All that and more coming up in your Rise Guys headlines.
Damn, renting a fishing boat, man. Probably get some tuna. Yellowfin tuna. You get a lot of money for those.
Those are expensive.
Oh, yeah. Big, too. Big fish. Big fish.
Really big fish.
Not the movie, but the actual fish. I just turned him into an Italian gangster.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Well.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And this guy went joy boating. I guess that could be a thing.
Joy boating or joy riding?
Well, you know,
what was he joy riding in?
Joy motorboating?
Well,
because you don't go joy trucking.
No, he went joy boating, if you will. He's a 60.
I enjoy motorboating. Hell on the lake. I wasn't talking about breasts.
I get it.
The other one's
who
really
doesn't
stupid,
like to motorboat?
It's fun, though. Real stupid, though. You look stupid doing it.
Which one are you talking about? Well, with a woman's breast or on the lake?
The former.
If you were going to rent one, I'd get a speedboat instead of a pontoon, though. I don't want to go fast. If I'm...
Shove it up my back door and act like you don't want to. Isn't that what they say? It's a misheard lyric.
All right, so there's a 63-year-old guy from Texas who got arrested after he rented a fishing boat in Florida and took it all the way to Cuba. Now, if I was going to...
Good Lord.
Jesus. How long is that?
What was he looking for, a 57 Chevy?
Well, I don't know, but he did it. His name is Floyd DeVazier, and he's a 38-year-old woman was with him.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know her. She hasn't been ID'd.
Uh-oh.
It's not clear if she knew what was happening
or not. Is she being
trafficked? But he rented this 26-foot fishing boat last week.
Motorboating.
How far is boat ride from
He called
Florida?
The Beach Weekend Key West Marina, and he was supposed to have it for 2 days, but he never brought it back, and he took it off to Cuba.
This son of a bitch types so loud, I can hear what he's
That's
typing.
Trying to...
I How'd can figure out what him? He's typing about.
Well,
oh, wow. This says, okay, from Key West to Cuba is 90 nautical miles, which transfers to 229, like, road miles.
God, what... Let me ask a very but naive, probably stupid question. What is the difference of nautical miles? Like, is it like sterling pounds to dollars? Is it the metric system?
Is it like when you go from knots to miles per hour, like the conversion?
Yeah,
is,
but why is a mile longer on the...
They said the boat ride would take about 4 hours, depending on conditions.
I guess that probably has to do with boat speed, too, maybe. Like, boats can't go as... I mean, some boats can go as fast
now,
as cars.
My cousin... He's like a ship captain in that area, and he's always getting people to charter. And he goes, if you want to go to so-and-so island, I'll take you to Aruba or wherever.
Yeah, I think it's shorter to like go to the Bahamas because they were smuggling drugs there in the 80s. They from Colombia, they take it to the Bahamas.
And then the drug dealers get so like gluttonous about how much money that they're like, we could open a resort here.
Well, that's why you had so many credit unions in Miami in the 80s because of the drug money.
Well,
banks wouldn't take it.
Look what they did to Vegas. They were, I mean, look what the Vegas was the road to the West. And then all of a sudden they're like, you know, guys, we're going through here taking all our drugs and our guns and our liquors. What if we just invest in this land here that nobody wants and we, Sinatra will come play here?
What if we go out west to Vegas?
Stephen Eady will come out. Elvis.
So how did this guy get busted
for
taking off with this boat?
We were trying to do a bit, and you're moving on.
I'm sorry. You're funny.
Go ahead.
I'm laughing and crying inside.
Oh, damn!
So someone...
Sherry and Lamb Chop, she's going to come.
Lamb Chop.
Why I oughta. Someone on another boat saw this guy booking it towards Cuba and called in and narked on him. That's how he got busted. And so
He's
Cuba's Coast Guard scooped him up.
I tell a joke too. She shoved her hand up my ass.
What are you looking at, Sammy Davis Jr.?
And got in touch with Homeland Security. That's how he didn't end up, you know, staying in Cuba.
Right.
So he's back.
I'd like to go, but I need Secret Service with me. I would like to go, but I would, for whatever reason, and maybe I'm so wrong, but I would not feel safe.
I know Obama had opened it back up, but like, is it still open?
I don't know.
I don't know if Trump closed it or kept it open. He probably don't think about Cuba that much.
No.
Well, who runs it now? Castro has been dead for years. Does it stay in the family? Because I don't know if his brother was still alive.
I mean, it's a patriarchy.
Let me look that up.
It's a patriarchy.
So we don't know if he was trying to sell the boat, smuggle drugs, or just wanted to see Havana with the girl. Who knows?
Maybe they have a female. Mexico's got a female. Okay. Miguel Diaz Canel runs Cuba. Yeah.
You don't hear about it.
Is he an original, though?
First Secretary of the Communist Party since 2021.
Jesus.
Only their 17th president, what was since 2019. Wow.
They had the one guy who overthrew the government and then rebels like overthrew him. It was like inception of rebellion. It was so wild. It's like, and I mean, I get it. We're all under this veil that we're actually making choices and stuff. But like, you imagine over there, it's like you go and actually vote, and then they're like,
surprise.
Yeah, we don't agree with who won, so we're going to overthrow them. And then when that guy gets in, you're like, you know what? He lied too. He sucks. Let's overthrow him.
That's what they cannot make up their mind. The world can about Haiti. because they're like, we want to back a gorilla that would overthrow a barbecue, but the country is so in disarray. Like, what would we gain from Haiti installing a government?
You know what? Without just my answer to that is Sudan. And that's the easiest way to say it, Sudan.
Yeah, they don't have water.
If you don't have anything we want, we don't care.
There's no water in Darfur. The Sudanese are dying off.
It's a crazy time. It really is. It really is. And then you just like resources. Well, what are our resources? We have resources. We don't even want to frack.
It blows my mind. Like Trump and other leaders are well into their 70s, let's say. Then you'll have the Saudi crown prince, who I think is 40 or younger. Kim Jong-un, I think, is 40 or whatever. Like, young leaders around the world, younger than me,
and
running their own country.
People didn't pick them, though. But people didn't pick them.
Saudi crown prince killed his mom. Nobody knows where he definitely killed Khashoggi. But he hit his mom. Nobody knows where she is.
I mean,
it's like a certain religious leader. Nobody's seen his wife in years and years.
But also, if you're... if you're raised Baptist and then, that becomes yours. If you're, I always say, why am I a Carolina fan and not a Clemson fan? Because my daddy was a Carolina fan.
Legacy.
It's the truth. I mean, it's because my dad talked so much crap about Clemson. I thought, well, I have to be in favor with my dad. It was hard years in the 80s to be a damn Gamecocks fan. It was hard.
It was fandom that was passed down.
So
you're going to suck this year, too, hopefully.
You're crazy. Linares to beat Caden arm wrestling contest. Ain't no question.
Linares.
Now,
I'm glad you said his name right.
Linares. Yeah. Ain't Norris. You know what? Do we have time for a small taste?
No, but here it is.
It ain't the first time, the second time, or the third time. I don't know what your deal is. But I'll tell you what. You're not going to f***ing talk to me like I'm some f***ing piece of s***. Keep your f***ing mouth closed, you mother f***er. Sick of your f***ing ass.
I can't ever remember that. That guy calls quite a bit.
He's got the record, but he doesn't call all the time. Now he's calling about his job.
He's mad at somebody from work. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the guy with the record for most bleeps.
And it was at 47. I don't have that call, but there's a lot of bleeps in this one. But he's his job, yeah.
The 47 bleep call just literally sounds like we're sending out Morse code signals. It's hard to even understand. All right, it's Friday. You ain't got no job. You ain't got nothing to do. Listen to FOF Line. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.